What to ask before making a purchase? Which is the best payment instrument?
No method is better than the others, but payment cards, credit, debit, and prepaid cards are the instruments most frequently used. Platforms can, however, offer other options such as direct debits, e-wallets, and credit transfers, including via closed circuits or using the Payment Initiation Service. A PISP, a Payment Initiation Service, is a service provided by a specialized payment institution that makes it possible to make a payment order via a money transfer on the e-commerce platform. Whatever method you use, it is important to know who is involved in the process so you know who to contact in the event of any problems.
Do I choose how to pay?
Yes, of course, but you can only use one of the options offered by the merchant. In order to offer different options for payment on the platform, the merchant signs contracts with one or more financial institutions that provide the service of accepting the payment instruments. These contracts have a cost for the seller, and some of them, for example, smaller retailers, may offer a smaller range of payment instruments to choose from.
Who can offer payment instruments?
Banks, Poste Italiane, electronic money institutions, and payment institutions, for example, payment service providers, which are authorized and supervised financial institutions. A bank is a financial institution that collects savings, grants loans, and provides payment services. An electronic money institution, or EMI, is an institution that has been authorized, together with banks and Poste Italiane, to issue electronic money. It can also provide other payment services. A payment institution is an institution authorized to provide payment services, and a payment service provider is a bank, Poste Italiane, electronic money institutions, and payment institutions. The lists of the payment service providers authorized to operate in Italy are available on the Bank of Italy's website. In this guide, for the sake of convenience, we sometimes refer to these providers as banks, but it is worth mentioning that the instruments described can also be offered by non-bank institutions.
How much does it cost to pay online?
The cost of making a payment is set out in the contractual terms and conditions regulating the use of the instrument. For example, the cost of a credit transfer is given in the documentation for your current account, payment account, or postal account. A current account is an account opened with a bank for saving and carrying out payment transaction. A payment account is an account opened with a financial institution for carrying out payment transactions. Unlike current accounts, they can be managed by operators other than banks, such as electronic money institutions, EMIs, and payment institutions, PIs. A postal account is an account opened with Poste Italiane for saving and for making payments. The contract usually includes any fixed costs, such as the annual charge and stamp duties, and the variable costs, which depend on the number and type of operations made by the customer. Some instruments can include specific costs, such as a fee when you add money to your prepaid cards. The customer has the right to receive a copy of the contract at any time and to be informed about all the charges relating to payment operations. Knowing what kinds and how many payment operations you usually make can help you to choose the account or the payment instrument most suited to your personal needs.
Is there any good advice to follow?
It's a good idea to keep your payments under control by checking your bank or card statement often, so that any unauthorized or incorrectly made payments can be identified as soon as possible. It can be useful to sign up for automatic notifications, such as text alerts, which will keep you informed of any payments made. This makes life more difficult for fraudsters, and it is easier to ask for a refund if you are a victim of fraud.
What do I do in the event of fraud?
Even the most careful customer can fall victim to a well-organized fraud. If the problem is related to the payment itself, the customer must contest the operation and ask for a refund, as in the case of IT fraud. The situation changes if the problem involves a purchase. The customer can act against the merchant, but not against the platform, if the payment has been made correctly. One possible exception to this general rule is the case of a chargeback.